Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from the August issue of the Voice of the Martyrs newsletter magazine, and a very current example of the ongoing mistreatment of God's people. Cole Richards is the actual president of Voice of the Martyrs, and he writes an article at the beginning of each magazine. I'm just going to read his letter today first, and we'll tell the stories in weeks to come. This is all about Nigeria this month. The Voice of the Martyrs magazine for August is all about Nigeria, Christ amid the crisis. He says, "We are blessed to live in circumstances in which we are protected in many ways against those who might harm us. We have access to security measures, which include police forces at various levels of government, security guards, protective fences, secure doors and locks, even the availability of weapons for personal defense. In order to fellowship with our Christian brothers and sisters in northern Nigeria, however, we must understand that they live under constant threat of abduction and murder at the hands of Islamist militants and enjoy none of the security measures that we often take for granted. Our Christian family members in northern Nigeria are completely outnumbered and outgunned. Their government lacks both the power and the will to defend them. If this were not the case, a discussion about their courage would include their fight to defend their homes and families and churches. But what does courage look like when there is no means of defending family and property? Living in an extremely dangerous and violent environment, utterly defenseless in this world, has freed our Christian brothers and sisters to focus on the singular pursuit of eternal objectives. Because of their special courage and inexplicable and therefore truly supernatural victory over fear, they are a powerful example of faith for us. They've gained this freedom by dying to the desires of this world. They are, as the Apostle Paul describes himself, crucified to the world, Galatians 6:14. This phrase follows Paul's explanation in chapter 5 that those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. When we are tempted to cling too tightly to comfort, safety, and security in this fallen world, we should remember that we can be truly free only when our desires are anchored in eternity. Otherwise, we're subject to intimidation and fear, which leads to the opposite of courage, cowardice. The enemy desires to incite and use cowardice to silence our faithful witness for Christ. I pray, says Cole Richards, that the Holy Spirit will use the stories in this magazine to defeat any stronghold of fear in your life. We can be like Emmanuel in the story that will come up in weeks to come from me, who responded to a radical leader's threat by saying, "I've given myself over to God and I'm ready to die." And when the battles of this world are unwinnable, we can joyfully pay our price to fight the eternal battle. And like our brother Elijah, that is in another story in this magazine, we can say, "We have made up our minds that it is better to die in battle for God than to die as a coward." Amen? Amen. Well, if you'd like to follow up and somehow be a blessing to the persecuted, contact the folks at VOM. That's The Voice at vom.org. The Voice at vom.org. Just ask to be put on the mailing list to begin with and receive your free copy of the VOM newsletter that I'm reading from week to week. And continue to pray, and they will show you many ways to pray for the persecuted. Well, this is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we'll get to talk again real soon. Bye-bye.